Blog Talk Radio.
So you want me to do, you want me to put up on that. Right now you're kind of hot, you know. I don't want to, I don't want to rasp, I don't want to fuck with you because you are. Police all are watch you. See, the pig good at watch you, right, blood clot, no.
I ain't going back to jail, dog. Splashing on, bro. And that's a beanie seagull. I'm a real bad man. I'm a self-fellow man, bro. A sweet bully. Back in the police. I'm a self-fellow.
No remorse.
Well, I go and see the 5,000. Oh, this my real bum buckle of bad man. You hear that? Bill.
200 hour fan and a star phone. 30 shot banana and my firearm. That's the Henny nigga that I slide up on. Supply your mama with the casket she put flowers on. The Don Dada, the road boy. The top shot, your eyes clot, your body boy. Go suck your father. I'm bad boy, I warn boy. Like Big Papa, I squeeze chopper, release copper. Yeah, bleed proper. Yeah, empty out the clip to the Beretta lot. Circle the block, scope, see if he dead or not. 7 shot, 38, the letter pop. Squat, squeeze with one eye open like Fetty Wap. And I don't really want to expose you, I'm trying to be humble. My dad belong in the woods and not in the jungle. And you ain't never in the hood, scared them niggas of Trump. Got niggas in your circle now, that's waiting to slump you.
Some pussy for no sit in a rampant bad man. We shoot boy and kill them all and done. And the ground them a go. Kick out boy Maro. Gunshot we a beat night and day. Beat the
single. Right back on that ass, I ain't finished nigga. I will drag your ass to you. Surrender, nigga. You sweet, nigga. You fake, nigga. You splendid, nigga. Pussy, you ain't tough, nigga. You tender, nigga. I engine niggas for dinner, niggas. I been a nigga.
Bitch, I kill your vibe.
Shout out to Kendrick, nigga. Nigga, I watch the locks and I listen, nigga. Could've been a fourth member, but I went with Jicka. Sing your niggas, I'm with whatever. Let's get it, nigga. I slide down your chimney like it's December. Pop off on sight, shoot up your sprinter, nigga. And you ain't about that life, so stop pretending, nigga. And I can give you shit if I'm offending,
no
nigga.
Remorse.
Yeah. Bitch, if that's you fix, that's what's meant for, nigga.
Yeah.
I put this city on the map. Facts. Who the fuck wanna claim King now? Bully back, bully back, bully back.
Philly, better look out to them. Bruh, sweet bully. Back in full effect. Philly, we come to take over this bomb buckler at ya. I wanna kill who really and who's up on top. Know that.
You come to my house. Don't you ever bring scary business to me. I run shit. I kill for nothing.
Real murderer.
I mean, that's the money I deal with people. Don't bring that shit to me. Again.
Bruh, sweet bully, wagon. Real bad man. Top shutter. Shoot them off, bumbo wall. Suck your mother. Gonna spear people. Pussy.
How's my favorite superstar? Listen, I got the movie script coming over to you. You're going to play a neighborhood guy, you know, suburban guy with the wife and the kids.
Oh, that's nice,
anyway,
huh?
Anyway, the rapper moving next door. He's got the hot car, wild chicks, money.
Hey, I'm going to have to call you back.
Hello? Chris?
Oh, hey, hope not. I'm about to look into this shit.
Wait a second, so you the new neighbors?
Yeah, man. Let us know if you need anything.
No, we don't need anything. As a matter of fact, you know, just try to keep it down, you know?
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Some nice bushes you got over there.
Hey, you don't look at my bushes. You keep your eyes on your own bushes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, did some movies and started missing this rap shit.
Back to rap, then started missing them movies. Left these hoes to settle down with just one chick. Get with one chick, started missing them groovies. Stopped drinking for a year and I was all sober. Next year I got drunk and did it all over. Yesterday I quit smoking and swore I had enough. Till I smelt it in the club and had to take a puff. I got rich, learned life was a bitch. Now everybody's after all of my ends. When I was broke, all love for my folks. But nowadays I'm losing all of my friends. Let the story begin. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another height. Ah, the grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another height. Ah, the grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly. Start exercising and went and got me a six pack.
That's right.
Was eating healthy and did away with the junk. Then I got lazy and started to want to kick back. My six pack reverted back to a good. When I'm at the crib, I'm mad I'm not at the club lit. When I'm at the club, I'm mad I'm not at the crib. I used to be out partying every damn night. Now sometimes I'd rather be with my kids. I got tech, gained a lot of respect. Now everywhere I go, they holler my name. But sometimes wish that I was disguised for peace of mind over fortune and fame. Guess what I'm really saying? The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another height. Ah, the grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another height. Ah, the grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly.
Bye bye butterfly.
See, now that we moved in a new house, it's like we back for the first time.
Yes,
but people hear about our parties by word of mouth. Yes. It's always chicken and beer in the kitchen.
Yes,
you know what I mean? This ain't the red light district.
Yes.
However, we do get a little relief therapy.
Yes.
It ain't theater of the mind.
Yes.
And it's not the battle of the sexes anymore.
No, it ain't.
This here is Ludiversal.
Baby,
you have to tell them to go turn that down.
Woman, I've been doing yard work all day. Now, you know I'm tired.
Please, go tell them to turn it down. Just, bitch, please.
When I come back, you know what I want, right?
Just go get it done.
Last year got the Ferrari that I always wanted.
Ew.
Drove it crazy, got sick of it, had to trade.
Give me my hat.
All my fans convinced me to grow my hair back. Grew it back, then started missing my fade. I got hit, start tripping, I wasn't underground. Got underground, start tripping, I need heat. When you down, then people give you the run around. But feels great to know who really gives a shit. You cut the grass and the snakes will show. And know your neighbor's fertilizer is fade.
Don't let it fool you.
We always searching for what we never had. Always ignoring what's in front of our face. We've been conditioned to things. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another high. Ah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another high. Ah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly.
The business is entertainment, and what entertains the customers is the sight of blood.
Cam, I was being nice to him. Okay, I'll get him.
You niggas should worship the ground I walk on. I make meals off the tracks I talk on. 50, don't call me, nigga, I don't wanna talk it out. The 40 cali hit your leg, go on, walk it out. I see it clear, you tryna sabotage Timmy. See what happens when you talk after sipping the Henny. I see Haitian niggas at you, yeah, stop, I say. So pound, niggas, they don't play. Fuck stabbing niggas on camera and it's okay. With my money, make my lawyers make the shit go away. Attempted murder, get a year on probation. Hammer, you clear what you facing? You must ain't hear me. I done told you I'm a boss, I'm eating good. But I ain't chubby like Ricky Road on the street is. 50's not Jay, and Cam better stay out his way.
Everything's cooler than the fancy you roll on. Hey, yeah, now I see you tryna hold on. Niggas in the waiting room been waiting so long. Gonna hear that flat line and Doc say he's gone. He's gone.
That's fucked up.
When they say he's gone.
He did. Well, he knew that guy. making habit fucking with the kids. Graveyard music right here, you dig? This is not competition, this is murder. Career ending, mind bending. Southside, you finished. Now look, niggas laughing at camp down on Lennox. They heard what he did, but they don't know why he did it. I had 80 and them boys with black flags. Come through with black mags and have niggas zipped up in black bags. For a second, he was hot, now he cold. I apply pressure to niggas until they fall. But never mind me, man, that's just how I be. The game got me trained, they call me the awesome man. And like fame, my style will live forever. They thought I'd cross over, cause they don't know no better. I think they think I'm lax now, cause I got the chitter. Time to turn back, bustin', trust me, it's nothing.
Everything's cooler than a fancy roll on. Hey, yeah, now I see you tryna hold on. Niggas in the waiting room been waiting so long. Really hit a flat line and I'd say he's gone.
Loss in our family, so we're going to give a moment of silence for our loss real quick. All right, welcome back. So the loss is for, you know, my partner, Crown Ace. I'm going to let him speak on it himself. But without further ado, I want to welcome you to Greenleaf Network. If you tuned in online, the number is 914-803-4322. If you want to dial in and, you know, tune in, press the number one button and join us in a little bit of conversation. Let me bring in my G's. We got Ace in the building. What's Gucci? You got to come over here.
Let's go, 2010. How are you?
Everything's dream. Glad to be back.
Yes, it's always good.
How are you back? I needed rest. We need to take a break. So, you know, a lot going on. You know, they say, just take a break. We got to take another break. We organize some things, and, you know, we're going to come back strong like how we always do. So it's nothing. Back where, you know what I mean? Back where we're supposed to be. Back on the throne.
It's been a great week. I can't complain. A lot of good things in the works.
I don't know. My week is pretty shitty. I can't say the same thing, my friend.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's cool. You did your thing to help make it better. So thank you. I appreciate it. I put.
You already?
You know, you know what you can do. You can do it, Gary.
So, what we got in store tonight, Winston?
Tonight, I'm going to speak on, it says, and these are not my words, in white folks' news, a woman badly fakes her own kidnapping on Facebook, and then she gets arrested instead. I have to read that. So these are the pictures of her. her eyes look like she been crying all night. That's not hard to fake. It looked like she put a baby shirt in her mouth. Her own shirt is ripped open. It looked like she scratched herself.
What?
And, okay, so that's really the story. Here we are once again, folks. Say it with me. In white folks news, a 38-year-old woman in Ohio tried to fake her own kidnapping by stuffing some underwear in her mouth, posting pictures of her looking scratched onto her Facebook page. And all she posted, two pictures and two videos that were each a couple of seconds long. You can see that she doesn't even realize the camera isn't on yet. So her scared reaction was delayed. This is her, well, her scared reaction, her delayed reaction. She don't realize the camera ain't on yet, so she already practiced it. How's she going to do it? Even though just by looking at the pictures and the videos, one could tell it's completely fake, her Facebook post sparked a massive police response, including the deployment. Yo, they sent helicopters and shutting down the highway after friends and family called 911. When the police arrived, they found Williams loosely bound with the air of underwear in her mouth. She told police a masked man attacked her after she posted the pictures on Facebook. After investigation, the police concluded that she herself recorded those videos, and she later admitted the whole thing was a hoax. She was charged with this filing a false report with fifth-degree felony. Someone watched too many episodes of Law & Order, or maybe not enough. She doesn't realize that she can easily spit out those underwear she stuffed in her mouth, right? If you were going to fake your own kidnapping, you need to do better than this, sweetie. Maybe read a few educational books while you're locked up.
No.
Wait, let me read a few comments, then we're going to go to our comments. Near J said, who on earth would want to kidnap her, though? Morality says, herself. Ratchet Patrick says, O.J. Simpson. Claire Huxtable said, only a bottom troll. Tracy Smith says, and white folks' six twisted dementia-ass minds, everyone wants them. So what do you say to this? Yeah, so we'll hit the mic. You see the pictures. You hear the comments.
I say somebody that's in desperate need of attention.
Here she goes again.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You don't got nothing better else. Go to work. Or something like, get your life together. You ain't got nothing better else to do but to pretend you got kidnapped.
And we do the show behind the wall because, you know, for people who's locked up in there for real shit. And I did this story because I feel like these are stupid reasons to get yourself locked up. You're doing dumb shit to get in there. You want to be in there. That's wanting to be in there. We got, I was going to say this for celebrity news, but it's fine. It's already right here. Sandra, what do you say about this shit? Say what? Nelly is arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman on his tour bus. Do you believe it?
No. And Nelly
has been arrested for allegedly raping a woman on his tour bus late Friday night, early Saturday morning. According to TMZ, a woman claimed she was raped on the rapper's tour bus in Washington State. Nelly has been touring Washington with the county band Florida Georgia Line and is set to have another performance later on tonight. The incident in question allegedly occurred Saturday morning around 3:45 a.m. on Nelly's bus. The woman specifically said that it was Nelly who forced himself on her. The rapper, who was taken in on second-degree rape charges on Saturday morning at around 7 a.m., remains in custody at this moment. We follow the story and let you know how it develops. And this is TMZ reporting this. What the fuck, Nelly? And Nelly said, hold on. The bitch said, no, it was him that did it, not nobody else. What? What do you say? I don't know this. Nelly.
Like, right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it takes that one jaw that you ain't smash or whatever the situation is. She trying to blackmail you. She want bread.
The cops obviously believe they still got you.
Of course.
There are some comments. Jay says, I don't trust women or men. I trust the facts. It would be nice if the blogs had them before they go and ruin people's reputation. Someone called calling a spade a spade. Absolutely. And it's frightening how TMZ knows everything, and it's like they have people connections everywhere. Someone named Guest says, why are black men always caught up in some shit like this with these hoes? I'm like a skeptical with this shit. Nelly has been in the game for too long, and he knows the in and out. I don't believe it. Shish says, he's been touring with a county band in Washington State. How much you want to bet she's a white woman? Wait, she was on his tour bus at 3 a.m.?
Right, what was you doing there?
Somebody just posed, now I'm going to start right there. Somebody just posed a good question. Now, on this end of the Nelly fans, we are saying, nah, not Nelly. He knows the game. That don't sound like him. He could have been stuck up into shit. He never has been. But at the same time, my nigga, that poses a very good question. If this did not occur, how's she on the bus? This is your bus. Nobody gets on that bus unless Nelly says yes or no. I don't give a fuck. If you already on the bus ain't but so big. You're going to say, no, who that? She was on the bus at 3. Well, how? Why?
What was going on there? Where was your antennas?
And did she ask to get off the bus and you got offended?
I doubt that. Well, I guess it's not really it's just not believable.
I was good, and I'm not saying I do believe it, but I was leaning all the way over to him until somebody just threw that one little monkey wrench that just really made sense, and that's probably enough probable cause for the cops to have his ass in jail. What was she doing on the
3 a.m.?
Right, ain't no concerts going on.
That means that she was eventually down for a long day.
But this is the thing. This is good and bad for him, because if you on the bus at 3 a.m., unless they holding you down, then you are consensually on the bus at 3 a.m. And whatever takes place, that's what grown folks do at 3 a.m. Why the fuck ain't you home at 3 a.m.? You want to play with Nelly Nuts, that's what it is.
She is like, Nelly, yeah. Love you. Oh. I just don't think he did it. I'm sorry. Call me a bias and Nelly, whatever. I just don't think he did it.
It goes on. Oh, it's big. This is 7 hours ago. It looks like Chantel Jackson, the long-term girlfriend of rapper Nelly, has chosen to stand by him in his scandal. The rapper was arrested and released on second-degree rape charges 3 days ago. TMZ originally reports that the accuser is 21 years old, who claims she met Nelly at a club in Washington where she and her friends drank at his table and got tipsy. She claims Nelly didn't use a condom when he assaulted her. Uh-oh. He has since claimed his innocence in the matter. Let me say that I'm beyond shocked that I have been... Oh, this is Nelly speaking. Let me say I'm beyond shocked that I have been targeted in this false allegation. I'm completely innocent. I'm confident that once the facts are looked at, it will be very clear that I'm a victim of false allegations. In other words, you know damn well I ain't do no dumb shit like that.
Sorry, don't believe it.
I don't know. I just feel like the question would still be to me, why was she on the bus? All right. Answer me that, and we good. Like, I just need to know why.
That's what it is. She was on there.
So hold on a second. Now, somebody like this needs to be arrested. I have to say this. A cannibal Russian couple is arrested for eating 30 people. Are you out of your fucking mind? Your law? And they're going to show it. Hold on a second. What do you say about that? Why it comes up?
It's just full. I'm that people out there that really eat people. Why would you? That's fucking scary.
Yo, why would you want to do that?
For all that good food out there.
If you mean it to be.
What you hear? Shit.
What's up?
Why? Babe, bring me that dick out the freezer.
So let me just
cold balls for lunch.
Let me ask you this question. What would you do if you found out somebody close to you actually did that? How would you?
I will never trust that person again.
Wow. Why? Because they didn't tell you? Or
no, you eat people. Nigga, you eat me. Hey.
Oh, your wimp baby. Like, I would never do it to you.
I'm not fucking
I wouldn't do it to you, my brother.
Yeah, you block off all my social media.
Yo, oh
like,
no.
And I'm putting you on the block list when you call me. So that's the children.
Wait, I'm trying to turn it up. Why isn't that turn up? It really is a turn up. Not turning up. This one's gonna be over for me. That's all right. We're gonna take a quick break so I can bring up another story. But what do you say, Sandra Riser, about this cannibalistic couple who they ate over 30 people?
I say they're a bunch of losers.
You know, I heard Queen Elizabeth did the same thing.
Don't you dare talk about the Queen
behind the scenes.
Don't you dare say it.
What? You didn't hear about that?
No, Jeff.
She was responsible for over, like, 200,000 children disappearing.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back. This is crazy what you're talking about.
Child, look it up.
I came in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto, I know the same. We trying to make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't want to hear you keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off a lot. Imagine when I pull it off the lot. The new shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man.
Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip chicks, whip, get money. Niggas get to playing with the money. Click bang for the money, shit change over money. You love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. Nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch down in the 36 hoes. Look at here, bitch, I'm A-OK. Shawty won't fuck with me. She's tripping, get a chicken in the city, she gon' hit my line. We ain't gon' waste no time. She's sucking and we fucking like she need me. But she make a bankroll easy. All the light in the room from the TV. We getting it on, then I'm gone. It's the type of shit that a nigga be on. Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Word, you know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Word, bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Word, you know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man.
Came in the gang getting money. I fuck with all the bitches getting money.
But you love playing games with the corny shit. Messing with a nigga, only bought it cause I want it. And you try to see a nigga at the bottom. You try to come up, you don't keep it on the low. They like a drug, don't like you to call them hoes. I'm trying to break that booty down like 36 hours. I think I love a bitch at AOD. Make that bitch come for free. Look at mommy shake it, I'ma call her, she gon' hit my line. Fall in love every time. But if I don't pay, she gon' leave me. Never had a real reason. All I get is bits and pieces. And I believe I ain't see this shit was easy. Who am I right now?
Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now.
Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the man.
Yeah.
You know I'm the man.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm the man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the man.
Yeah.
You know I'm the man.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm the man.
Quick captivating, sound name them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no Dove. She report the pimping, now back to tricking. She report the pimping, nigga, back to tricking.
Hey ho! Get back to twerking, back to working.
Yeah.
Get back to stripping, they back to sipping. Them stacks is falling, they back to balling. Them bottles popping. Bitch, them all calling us. Quit fucking around, now playing around. Bitch, shit is for real. Quit making a stack bag, make us a meal. I mean, get us a deal.
Come on.
Bitch, fix us a meal. Tell me how it feels. On the social network, when they said nigga really ain't got no chill.
He think he fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe, I mean, all that money spent. She said you a sweetheart, a sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no Dove. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'. Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, no Dove. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
We pimpin', nigga.
P-I-M-P, who the suck of them? I'm the girl, let him sugar, watch him follow him. Had a homies come through for 100, that be the block. Take your shit, we going up on the Instagram. Higher than a ceiling fan. I'm whipping bricks in the kitchen and flying shit out the window like I was Peter Pan. I handle my own shit, I own shit, alone shit. Middle finger to the middle man. Anybody that can get it when they want it. Finger fuck your bitch and she gon' tell me when she coming. 50 in this bitch and I ain't acting for nothing, that's my OG. If a nigga trippin', get the bus. More money mean more problems. If your nigga got the money, we gon' rob him. Boy, I'm simply a P-I-M-P. And I'ma let it go to the clip on empty.
You fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe. I mean, all that money spent. She said you a sweetheart. A sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
I'm getting big money. Starting to get hard to keep a nigga from hate.
Yeah.
I'm with a white bitch. Nigga, Google the shit. We in a racial date. This is new wave. I'm in the new rave. A nigga sit on sway.
Come on.
Like I'm special ed, but I ain't special ed, bitch. I got it made. We here to make paper. Hope you niggas on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, boy in the hood, I had you running like Ricky from a 12 gauge. You know, my bottom bitch. I done told her how to break a nigga 12 ways. A few tricks a day. That there, keep the book collectors away. Yeah, my name on the street. Percolating, you heard I'm caking. Them niggas trying to compete, perpetrating, was percolating.
Yeah,
I got games today, at your round and tell you I put it down. So a hoe feel like I'm right next to it when a nigga wear a town.
He think he fucking my bitch, nigga that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe, I mean all that money spent. She said you a sweetheart, a sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quick cap, baby. Serenade in them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quick cap, baby. Serenade in them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
We pimpin', nigga!
Are you okay? What happened last night?
Aw, man, that shit wasn't nothing. Got a little money, though.
For real?
Yeah, fucking around.
Yeah.
But what happened with that girl you was with?
That bitch wasn't about nothing, bro. I fell asleep on her real quick. You
fell asleep?
Yeah. Hell yeah. But for real, what happened, though?
You know, I got with a few niggas. We mixed it up and came home.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Hell yeah, buddy. That's the point. You gotta do that type of shit tonight. Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. I ain't gonna let the people frisk me if I'm dirty, homie.
We back there in the building. I ain't gonna let the people frisk me if I'm dirty, homie. I understand that we in a building. It's Greenleaf Network, where it's Greenleaf everything. It's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. Understand that the number is 914-803-4322. All right, so tonight we're speaking on behind-the-wall issues, things that happen behind that wall, things that could happen before you get there, things you shouldn't do to get yourself there, things to do in case you are in there, and so forth. Now, I'm going to this one. Natural Born Killer. Suge Knight claims that Dr. Dre paid $20K to have him killed. What you say about that? And then the story gets stuck. I don't give a fuck if I gotta wait all night. I'm reading that. Oh, according, and that's all you gotta pay? According,
I was thinking the same thing.
Wow. According to TMZ, Suge Knight is claiming that Dr. Dre has mastermind behind a plot to have him killed and is paying $20K to have it done. But Dr. Dre said this is all bullshit. In new legal documents, Suge claims that July 2016, he was shown a check made out for $20K by Dr. Dre to a man named Dwayne Johnson. According to Knight, this money was paid to Johnson with the intention of having him kill Suge Knight the day he fatally ran over a man. Suge says in legal documents that in July 2016, he met with the private investigator and Dwayne Johnson, and during the meeting, Johnson told both of them that the $20K was a partial payment for Dwayne Johnson to participate in my murder. Johnson was at the Tams parking lot the day Suge ran over Terry Carter, killing him, for which he is on trial for murder. Dr. Dre's lawyer called Suge's allegations absurd. Ooh, let me read some comments real quick, and then we're going to go to our own comments. Claire Huxley says, in his dreams, he's not worth that kind of money. I'm sure Dre could have found a number of people who would have done it for $200 and a six-pack. Listen Up says, not even that. Suge getting his payback for all the shit he did, and his bitch ass is crying like a baby. Fat coward, unsuccessful loser. He really is. Claire Huxtable says, pretend to faint in court. You such a punk. Claire, she also says, Suge's own mama would have done it for $1,000. Old Turntable says, not even that. Dre making beat money. This was before the sale, but he was still making a lot. He was millions of miles away from Suge, who would have no income coming in. Dre was done with Suge the day he left Death Row, which is why he left them on his own masters of his work. Oh, God, they're getting beat. Okay, so what you say? Woo! What you say?
I don't think he did it. He have no reason to do it. Like, Suge ain't nobody no more. He done got knocked out multiple times, fainting in court.
He just trying to take Dre down.
Right. You ain't nobody no more, Suge. Dr. Dre ain't even think about you no more. Last time he thought about you was when they fucking had the Straight Out of Compton movie. That's the last time he thought about you. Right. You're lost, sugar. You know, so what about the fact that the dude was there the day that, you know, what about the evidence that Suge's trying to say, well, the guy was there that was supposed to have me killed, and I know, and there's a check, and the guy who actually was supposed to kill me admits that he's supposed to kill me in front of somebody else. What about that?
Whatever. You trying to do anything you can, scrambling for some change, yo. Yo, you like one of the biggest piece of shit ever. For real, for real. You had Pop, you had Dre and Snoop, and now you got nothing.
Facts, you had all of these.
Karma is a bitch.
You had all the best.
Slime.
Can you imagine if you would have brought them all together? It would, right. What we would have now in hip hop, what hip hop would be if you would, instead of trying to divide them? Which still didn't work because they still speak. They don't fuck with you.
Right.
What kind of karma is that? And even if they don't really speak, they'll fuck with each other before they fuck with you probably.
Right.
Next story. So family has emotional breakdown at a court hearing for a man who killed his 6-year-old sister and his young cousin. This is him. So emotional chaos breaks out at a triple family homicide hearing. Antonio Williams, the 25-year-old, who we reported confessed to brutally stabbing his little sister and two cousins while babysitting, had a bail hearing yesterday, and the family got into a screaming match. WTOP News says William began screaming at his mother before even stepped into the courtroom, causing three extra deputies to hold him down and calm him. Once inside, he began to point and scream, "That's my mom, and I'm not the one you're looking for." Oh, this triggered family members' distance as the fathers of the three murder victims sat inside. Two of the girls were expected to start first grade this week, the other third grade. As Williams was being escorted out of the courtroom, his mother stood up. "He needs me," she screamed. It was then that the other family members began screaming back with frequent profanities before order was restored by the deputies. Family members were ready to and tried to fight. This was just getting worse. You have two fathers who are in the courtroom this morning grieving for their daughters who were expected to start first grade this week, and the other daughter, I believe, started third grade. State Attorney of Prince George, also Brooks, told partners after William court appearance, "But instead, you're determining how to bury your children, and you're fighting." After all this, the judge gave up on the hearing and ordered for it to be just an evaluation. What? What did he say about?
Yeah, I see.
Says this judge, look, after all that, the judge gave up on the hearing and ordered a contingency evaluation.
I say that family ain't what family used to be. It makes your family look like really bad. I'm not going to say like a piece of shit, but it just makes y'all look really bad.
You look like a piece of shit. You supposed to have killed your sister, first of all, and you yell out that you're not the person who did it, it's your mother? What fucking part of the game is that? And your mother yells back, "He needs me"? Why isn't that straightened out right there? Like, why the judge ain't say nothing about that? It said the judge couldn't make a decision because it was too much shit going on. What kind of judge is this? What the fuck you mean? So they just got to walk away? No.
It's just sick shit going on. Like, damn, yo. And, like, it scares me the way people are operating now. Like, what's to come?
don't know, the end of the fucking world.
Right.
That's the only thing that I can fucking think of is coming. The end of the world. By they talk Caucasian firefighters tossed after gifting giant watermelon back to firehouse. Oh, no, I thought this was something else. Sorry. I don't care about that. Okay, so my last one. Breaking news. One dead at Texas Tech University with active shooter on the loose in the campus. Oh, my goodness. So campus police officer was reportedly being shot and killed on campus of Texas Tech in Lubbock, Texas at this hour now. Oh, shit, they're showing it right now. This is it right now. Wow. Okay. SWAT team is currently on search for the shooter described as a 6 foot tall. Hold on. What the fuck? 6 foot tall, 140 pound man with red hair and blue eyes, according to TMZ. Texas Tech, a shooter has been reported to TTU Police Department. Shooter is at large. The campus is on lockdown. Take shelter. The university was placed on lockdown while authorities look for the suspect in question. So far, only one person has taken down by this assailant. But after incidents like last week's Vegas shooting, the campus could not be too careful in assuring the student and faculty lives are protected. Campus remains, another note from the school, campus remains on lockdown. Police officers brought suspect to station for debriefing. Suspect shot an officer, fled on foot, still at large. Now, the first message was at 9:23 p.m. The second message was at 10:20 p.m. So they still currently, as we speak, are at large. We're going to follow the updates for you. What do you say about this? So basically, you came on the campus and started tripping. You shot somebody, and then you tried to get away. You shot a cop, and you still on the run.
Oh, you're going to jail. Like, simple as that. Oh my God! Like, you're not getting away. You see what happened with when the dude shot the cop at the gas station. They blew that motherfucker whole crib up. Like, you're not getting away. It's forensics. It's all this shit that they got. They got fucking cameras everywhere.
Why would you come to the school? I just don't.
Probably failed.
And you killed.
Probably went to school there and failed.
That's that you should have killed more than one person, but you can't. We're all the way there to kill one person. Whoever that one person is, you must have beef with just that one person. Why everybody else got something?
You're not going to get on any distance trying to get on what's like national performance.
You tell them to do it to get on a list?
For real. I want to be the biggest.
What, the cut list?
Racist of all time, I'm telling you.
People's sick, yo.
Well,
it's like disappointing.
It is. And because we don't live that life, and, you know, luckily we don't have to say some encouraging things to some people that are listening and that just came home and listened to the show and hear about the things that we try to do for our brothers just coming home. What's some encouraging things you can? I want you to say something encouraging to somebody coming home and say something encouraging to somebody who just got some doors slammed, some gates slammed in front of them.
My G.
Which one are you talking to?
I'm talking to the one who's behind there. Unless you kill somebody or you got some shit on you, you may have some time, but they have to let you out at some point in time. When your time is over and you go to court and you granted this time or that time, whatever it is, how many weeks, months, or years, they gotta let you go. You can't be in there forever. So keep that thought in your head and focus on what you're gonna do when you get out.
Does that help?
Yeah. Keep that thought in your head and plan. You ain't got nothing else to do but plan. And when you plan, don't just plan it and come up with the best strategy to make yourself a better person. And all it is just a thought on a piece of paper. You got to act on it when you come out. And you got to make all that become true. Now, the dude that just came home, you know it wasn't over. All that shit that you did and you talked about doing, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Stick to that word, yo. You're going to fall back off of the streets. You ain't going to be in the streets no more like that. Do that. Fall back. Stick to your word. Whatever promise you made with God or Allah
or to yourself,
you stick with that. And it ain't over. Just stretch and pull until you get what you want and where you want. Thing is, no. It's just a speed bump.
I feel like the hardest letdown is the promises that you make to yourself that you can't keep. Where you promise yourself to meet a certain goal and you feel like you just can't reach that goal. Some people don't know how to keep trying and bounce. There's some people just give up and be like, all right, fuck it, I ain't gonna never reach that goal. No. Keep trying. Don't you play video games? If you keep playing, you'll win eventually. Keep trying. What you say to those people? To the person who just came home and to the person who just got locked up?
I'm going to say to the nigga going in, don't drop the soap, nigga. First and foremost, don't do that. Get an education in there. Do something productive with your time while you're in there. Provide you ain't got no life sense. And still be productive, but you already know where that's leading. Now, for the nigga who came out, keep your head up. Don't let niggas tell you you're just a big fucking loser fella. Can't get a job.
You ain't gonna get it.
Don't feed into that. Just because you went to jail don't make you a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. That shit can fuck with your head. A nigga constantly telling you, hey, all you did is go to jail. All you did is go to jail. Everything, jail.
Wait a minute.
Don't have a choice.
But what if that's true? All you doing is going to jail. Then what?
Sometimes niggas don't have a choice.
But to go to jail?
Like I said, sometimes niggas don't have a choice.
Give me an instance where there's no choice but to go to jail.
Was your brother's instance. I'll go recently.
Oh, okay.
That clear it up for you?
Bitch.
Clearly.
That being said, black word.
Do your thing and stay focused and humble. It gets you a long way.
Love, peace, and hair grease, y'all. We out of here.
There's one thing I want you to do with me.
What?
Come here. Win.
Put my third eye unlocked. I can see clearly, I'm weak unconscious, they can hear me now. Already know I'm coming, just play my position. Only get in with knowledge and lyrical admission. Gotta make them understand I'm a limited edition. And I'ma go hard without their permission. Touch it on a whole nother level, listen. I figured I was shepherded up since I was in the kitchen. I'm the chosen one, supposed to have in case I didn't mention. The middle of the ring, nothing but space and opportunity. Protected by the force, it's nothing you can do to me. Noodled, in it for the long haul, whole kick caboodle. I'm about to go all in. I ain't got no friends or pop the piston. Fuck a 9-to-5, nigga. I came here to glisten. Feeling the actions, I'm heavy on the mentions. Green leaves, everything is always my intention. No, from the beginning, I left for a minute, but now I'm back. Somebody dropped the key to success in my lap. Now, how many phases must I go through? And how much talent do I gotta show you before you start believing in the movement? Follow Dutch 6. 1, 2, 3, what the fuck are you doing? Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Nah, I don't got a choice, for me it's right.
drop. And you don't think I'm the hottest in these streets, bitch. You in denial. I rep NYCBX poster child. I know success is ahead. I'm just coasting now. And my rhymes cause catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina. Attitude like a pity. It's a little bit meaner while I'm drooling from the mouth. I'm hungry, son. Hope you ain't tired of Dutch, cause I just begun. I'm a different type of chick. Real arrogant. Gemini 6'12 and don't take no shit. The gods call me a queen. They see the boss in me. I'm elevating from the earth, so the shine's deserved. It's Dutch the magnificent. I do it so innocent. Drop these jewels that's written for your benefit. Everybody get them hands. But no matter my pace, this gold only get better. I know haters wish it wasn't true, but I'm staying forever. About to put the game on freeze, fool. Zip up your sweater. Haters wanna block me, I'm way too clever and much too intelligent. Your approval irrelevant. Veteran. Sometimes my rhymes can cause brain freeze. Get the etc. I don't spit for free, nigga. $5, I'm selling it. Front on me, I'ma have to start belling. You don't know by now, about to run this game. Dutch is mystic, misunderstood, know my name, nigga. Stay in your lane or get your diaper changed. This is grown woman shit. Some ain't made for this. Some say I'm too cocky, I bleed 125, bitch. Don't make me have to smack the simulac off your lips, bitch.